"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Ken's away today. Greg Abbott is the governor of Texas, and he has begun his own immigration policy for the state. Sick of being overwhelmed by all the migrants pouring over the border because the Biden administration believes that everything should be wide open, anything goes. He started by sending three buses up to Washington, D.C. this week. One of them, what is today, the 15th? One of them arrived today, one of them yesterday, one the day before. And now he also put in security restrictions at the border, which caused a huge backup of trucks trying to get across. And he ended up negotiating and getting some promises from Mexican officials. We're going to find out what with Alex Stone, ABC News. Alex, how are you?
Hey there, John. Yeah, so amazing. I mean, everything's political, but how political this has become, depending on who you hear from. Abbott is saying, total success, got what I wanted, this thing worked. His opponents are saying, political stunt, huge failure, long waits at the border, that he's just finding a way out, and there's no middle ground to the whole thing. But what Abbott is saying today is, look, I held their feet to the fire and I was able to get them to do it. That, yeah, he's doing the buses. Three, as you mentioned, have now arrived. There are, what, 897 more that he said are ready to go. And we don't know. They may or they may not go. There were a lot of aspects to that that once we knew the nuances of it. But there was that. He was putting National Guard along the border. He was putting up more fencing. It was a lot of stuff. But it was this one where he was going to look at, have them looked at, every truck coming into his state from Mexico that trucking companies went, oh, no, this is not going to be good. When he made this announcement.
Effective immediately, the Texas Department of Public Safety will conduct enhanced safety inspections of vehicles as they cross the international points of entry into Texas.
So that was
looking for migrants hidden inside.
That's what he's saying they wanted them to find. If they were smuggling any migrants coming in, I don't know how that relates to Title 42. That's asylum claims, but he was saying that this all goes together. So 8, 9, 10 hours, that has been the wait to get across the border over the last week for trucks coming in, and commerce has come to a halt. It was pretty clear that couldn't go that way for very long. This guy, he's got trucks coming in. They're full of produce in the back. Not only produce trucks, but there are FedEx trucks, Costco trucks, anybody who they have to put goods back and forth, where these companies were saying, look, you're killing us here. But this guy's saying, well, you got produce? That doesn't work. It all goes bad.
Of course, the heat should be completely damaged, and maybe we need to throw away everything, because it's not that quality that we expect in the United States.
So there have been a lot of calls to the governor saying, this is not working, you need to do something. And the head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, put out a kind of surprising statement yesterday saying Abbott is taking border action without coordinating with the federal government, that he needs to work with immigration authorities, saying they have the same goal, but they got to work together, or they don't know what he's doing, he doesn't know what they're doing, and then it's a giant mess. And saying CBP officers and agents that they live along the border, they can't get to work because of everything going on. And today, as he made an announcement at another border checkpoint saying that he was getting rid of these rules because he had an agreement from the Mexico side, he said, well, fine, then CBP, do your job, Biden administration, do your job, and I won't have to do it.
The ultimate way to end the clogged border is for President Biden to do his job and secure it. Until then, Texas will use its own strategies to secure the border.
So he says that this has worked. He now has a deal with the governors on the Mexico side that they will do the dirty work, and he won't have to do that any longer.
So what do the Mexican officials say they're going to do? They're going to inspect the trucks?
Yeah, they say that they'll look for smugglers going across. They'll do more. You know, it's kind of the general.
Are you aware if there are a lot of people getting smuggled in Costco produce trucks?
Well, not Costco. We don't want to put their name out there as being connected to that. No, not them. But produce, big box trucks being hidden in places. Yeah, it happens all the time. But
he's not making this up.
No,
there are a lot of people getting smuggled in the trucks.
Yeah,
but
no, that does go on. Different than Title 42, but it does go on. So he says he's got the deal now that they will be able to not have to do this anymore on the U.S. side. The order is going out to the troopers in Texas that they don't have to do it anymore, that they're now done.
The effect will be that the bridge between Chihuahua and Texas will return to normal immediately.
So the belief is that probably it may take a week, maybe a little bit less than that, to get everything moving again.
I mean, isn't that going to clog everything up anyway, just a little bit south of the border?
Yeah, maybe, depending on what they do. Do they really do it? How do they do it?
Assuming the Chihuahua government actually follows through on
this.
Yeah,
that they do it, and are they going to do it the same way? And, I mean, his troopers were looking at paperwork and the brakes on board and, you know, it was any kind of thing that a state agency would do when looking at a commercial vehicle coming in. But there is the other side of this whole thing of the Democrats. They're saying, nope, complete, utter failure, that he's running for reelection, that this is to make headlines, and that conservatives are cheering him on, but he's never, going to follow through with it. It goes down. A week later, it's not in place any longer. Beto O'Rourke is going up against him. You remember him, right?
Oh, yeah.
President.
Yeah, he's...
And he's saying, look, it really created problems for folks who live on the U.S. side.
Try finding avocados and limes and other things that we depend on that we import from Mexico through these ports of entry, thanks to Greg Abbott.
Yeah, I mean, he says if you don't live there, you may not be feeling it, but there, that you go into the grocery store, you can't find this stuff. But
avocado customers are suffering.
On both sides. Yeah.
It's terrible. There's a shortage of avocados.
Well, now that would be a problem.
Yeah, that would be. That'd be terrible. So the buses, he's going to keep sending them to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
And what kind of greeting are they getting there?
Oh, you want to know? I actually have them greeting them. So they arrived today, And bus number three, again, he said 900. And as we talked about last week, it was sold as kind of rounding up migrants, sending them to D.C. We now know they have to volunteer to go. It has to be after they are processed by CBP and allowed to remain in the U.S. So asylum seekers and others who immigration courts have said you can remain, and then they have more proceedings coming up. And so they're not technically in the U.S. illegally anymore. So it's those who say, yeah, I want to go. They arrive in D.C. There are churches waiting for them. This is what they hear.
Welcome to all of you. And we want to begin with a thank you to Governor Abbott for giving us even additional opportunities to continue to welcome those that we are intending to welcome regardless.
Yeah, that's a church leader. There was a part of it, though, where there's a guy back there behind her going, no, we're not. No, 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 thank you. We don't want them. So there was one family that got off a bus today, though, and Central America is where they had come from. But they said they were thankful that they wanted to go there because they were going to go to New York. They have family in New York, and it was a free bus ride to Washington. Now they get on the train and go to New York. So, you know, for some, they go, it worked out.
Great. And, you know.
Yeah, but they're not in in Abbott's territory anymore.
All right. Very good, Alex. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, John.
Alex Stone from ABC News. We come back. This story is just breaking. The Biden administration in full retreat because of the $6 gas prices that we're paying and, you know, $5 in the rest of the country. Biden administration is going to offer 144,000 acres worth of oil and gas drilling leases on public lands. I'll give you all the details coming up. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We talked earlier in the show about when silly politicians get scared. They suddenly start changing their views, revising policies, pulling back on stupid bills. They do all the stupid stuff during the off years when their jobs aren't at stake, figuring people will forget by time Election Day rolls around, and often people do. It's kind of the scourge of our species is our short memories. And we talked about Newsom last hour. Suddenly, in the Democratic legislature more specifically, they pulled their bill. They were going to mandate vaccines for all the kids. And now they're, you know, everyone's pulling their face mask rules. School board members now see that parents who are so angry with them are going to be running for school board positions. So everybody's in retreat. All the dictators, all the control freaks. They're frightened a bit. Well, the same thing in the Biden administration. They spent over a year doing everything that climate fanatics demanded, and all they did is help drive up the price of gas with the help of Vladimir Putin to out here in California. It's been over $6 a gallon. Everybody's been getting unhappy. So now the Biden administration, to try to lower the price of oil, they're going to hold the first oil and gas lease sale since Biden took office. They're going to open up 144,000 acres for lease next week. In return, they're going to charge oil and gas companies a higher royalty rate to drill on federal land, but it is going to allow the oil and gas companies to go drilling for, I don't know how significant 144,000 acres are, but it's something because it was going to be zero. And now the climate whack jobs are yelling. They got a quote from a Jeremy Nichols, climate and energy program director for Wild Earth Guardians. This is pure climate denial. While the Biden administration talks a good talk on climate action, the reality is they're in bed with the oil and gas industry. Yeah, you know, it's really stubborn that our entire society runs on oil and gas. In fact, all the societies on the planet run on oil and gas, And they're going to need more and more oil and gas as time goes on, because there's no other practical way. And it's been proven. Until the next great invention happens, we have to burn oil and gas. Now, eventually, maybe someday we'll get intelligent people running California and realize that we've got a lot of oil and gas underneath our land. And if we drilled for it, our oil and gas could be cheaper. And if we don't drill for it, we're going to use the same amount anyway. It's just going to be shipped from other states and countries. Same thing with America. We're sitting on a gigantic amount of natural resources, oil and gas. Gigantic. We could be self-sufficient for a long, long, long time to come. Instead, we're going to pay exorbitant prices, some to countries that are really hostile to human rights, really brutal dictatorships, but we'll give them money to finance their brutal operations. And we're going to end up in the end burning the same amount of oil and gas, the same amount of greenhouse gases will enter the atmosphere. It's not going to make any difference. We'll just give the profits to the dictatorships and we won't enjoy the profits here. We in Western Europe, we have provided billions and billions of dollars for the Russian death machine. You see all those poor Ukrainian women and children who've gotten shot to death, executed. You see, right? The citizens forced to kneel, shot in the back of the head, their buildings bombed, thousands lay dead everywhere. Some of that's our money. We pay big money to kill those Ukrainians because it's wrong for us to drill for gas and oil here. It's better if we use Russian gas and oil. It's better that Putin gets billions of dollars, and then he's got more money to kill people. You see? Nobody looks at the complicated issues. They just go for silly slogans. It's like, no more drilling for oil here. Our climate is our earth is burning. It's like, well, no, it's not. All your claims are way exaggerated. But more importantly, we can't run on anything else. It's impossible. And if we don't drill for it here and use it, we're going to be buying it from somewhere else, and those profits are used to kill thousands and thousands of people. So what's the best option here? What's the most humane option? I think cutting off the billions of dollars from Putin's gas and oil business is probably a better option. And we could pump the oil out of Bakersfield. But, you know, that would require intelligence and nuance and reasonableness, not hysteria, from people who whip up hysteria because they get a lot of donations to their nonprofits and they can give themselves big six-figure salaries. That's what that racket is about. More about dictatorships when we come back, because even the Chinese are rebelling against the crazy Chinese Communist Party and their obsession with zero COVID. Boy, wouldn't that be a great era if all the normal people around the world rebelled against all the control freaks and dictators and abusers? We have a lot of them in this country. They have the entire government in China. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. John and Ken. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, I tell you, this COVID stuff has allowed all the abusive, control freak, fanatic dictators from Barbara Ferrer and Gavin Newsom right on to the Chinese Communist Party. This is the glory days. And in Shanghai, China, you may have heard, they had an outbreak. And their infection rate, you can't believe any numbers coming out of China the way you can't believe any war news coming out of Russia, because they just compulsive. They lie like Garcetti. I mean, it's compulsive. It's constant. But what they say is they're getting 25,000 of these infections a day. Now, it's mostly this variant, which is very mild. And not many people are getting very sick at all because there's not much to this. All right. This sub-variant, the BA2 variant, whatever the hell they're calling it. Just sick of this. But what's funny, the reason I bring it up is their lockdown is so heavy-handed, boy. If we ever get another one of these pandemics, I'm pretty sure we'll see this here because now this is the way you shut people down. They have teams in China of guys in white hazmat suits, like thick head-to-toe hazmat suits with blue cross stripes on them. And if they find somebody wandering the streets, they get pummeled. They get tackled, dragged by their arms and legs, you know, shoved to the ground, pulled up, and you'll have 10 of these guys, and they look like something out of a science fiction movie. And then you're taken to these internment camps, these quarantines. They've taken over any empty factory buildings they can find, and they have people laid out on cots and sleeping bags, and you're just forced to sit there, cramped. They're not given much food, and some of the people are saying that they've mixed infected people with uninfected people, and there are some people with fevers, and they're coughing, and they're spreading the virus, and other people aren't sick, and you have to just sit there and take it. This is extreme restrictions. They've come up with a zero COVID policy, and so there's fighting in the streets. They put up these social media videos briefly, and then they're taken down by the government. The cops forcibly restraining those who resist. Why am I getting sound out of this? Hold on. Let me turn that off. That was me. The city reported 23,000 cases on Friday. A few weeks ago, they claimed it was zero. Many residents running out of food. The rules are that two volunteers per apartment building, per building, are allowed to shop outside each day for a maximum of 2 hours. So you have to shop for half the building. And they show people going berserk, looting a supermarket in Shanghai. It's just a big free-for-all because there's such a food shortage. And in the quarantines, people are set up less than a meter apart. I don't understand this zero COVID policy, and then they've got infected people living with the uninfected, and everybody is 3 feet away. They're converting schools, empty apartment buildings, exhibition halls into the quarantine centers. One of the quarantine centers holds 50,000 people. Well, that's not healthy. So it's not even going to accomplish what they want to accomplish. They're going to end up spreading the COVID even more by having them living in these cramped shelters by the hundreds and thousands. I mean, they're truly insane. I mean, the government is run by lunatics, and the people employed in the government are lunatics, and everybody just follows orders. Some whack job Communist Party leader issues a decree, and everybody salutes, and they start dragging people off the street, and they won't let them eat. We mentioned this the other day. People are screaming from their apartment balconies. One guy dragged out his refrigerator to show that it's empty. One couple jumped to their death, committed suicide. Young men and women are fighting with supply distributors in the streets. This is all ridiculous chaos instead of simply telling people, hey, we got a virus spreading. Do what you can. Do what makes sense in your life. Instead, they're literally grabbing thousands of people and forcing them into quarantines where everyone's packed tightly together indoors. I mean, the sane people have to revolt against the insane. I mean, we're not that far away from this nonsense here. We had enough of the similar nonsense going on. There's a lot of stories. In one viral video, there is a Chinese drone flying through a residential area broadcasting a message urging residents to, quote, control your soul's desire for freedom. Control your soul's desire for freedom. There's a human rights activist who's putting up the clips of the hazmat suit crowd arresting the protesters, said that the footage was from the Nashi International community area in Shanghai. One woman is shouting, "The police are hitting us." And her subtitles say, "The police beat people up. I'm begging you. What do you want to do?" But who do you complain to? It's the government doing it. And the news media doesn't report on this. And they're just brutalizing everybody over hysteria from a virus that you know, basically kills the elderly and the very sick already. Most of the people in these photos are much younger. They're not sick. If they do get sick, nothing bad's going to happen. We're species like incapable right now of much rational thought or logic, just incapable. And we're just floundering around. I don't want to insult animals because I think animals react more rationally than this. It's just wall to wall crazy. Speaking of crazy, you know, I'm just trying to get a handle on human nature. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story you're not going to believe about Russian women urging their husband soldiers to go to Ukraine and rape the Ukrainian women. And there's even a recording proving this. The Ukrainians intercepted one of the phone conversations, wife ordering her Russian soldier husband to go out and rape, just don't tell her about it. And they've got the audio clip. And I'll tell you about that and other atrocities. We are a bizarre species. Just absolutely crazy. More coming up. John and Ken. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now, this story I'm going to tell you is disturbing. I can see you're disturbed already.
Oh, God, yeah.
But it's true. I'll give you a warning. So don't go complaining, all right? You want to go listen to a pleasant little love song somewhere, go do it. But this is what's really going on in the world. There is a 30-second audio clip that's been posted by Ukraine's Secret Service Agency. In it, you can hear a wife of a Russian soldier urging her husband to go forth and rape Ukrainian women. And they actually have the recording. And they have a transcript of what they were saying to each other. And they've even contacted the wife and the soldier. I'll tell you how that turned out in a minute. It turns out this man had been recently wounded in the fighting. They've identified the couple as Roman Bykovsky, the soldier, and his wife, Olga Bykovskaya. Similar names. Olga is heard in the recording telling her man that he has her permission to rape Ukrainian women while he is serving in the invading forces, so long as he does not tell her.
Oh, God.
And uses contraception.
Oh, how nice.
She doesn't want any unwanted children coming to the house. They have a picture of the lovely couple here.
Despicable.
She's got very, very long bleach blonde hair. The title on the clip, the Ukrainians put Security Service Intercept. I don't know if they caught the audio conversation this way, but a few weeks ago there was a story that the Russian soldiers had a radio communication system, but it was supposed to work. Well, it was a telephone communication system, but it was supposed to work on 5G. And with the 5G, they were able to use this encryption. But they bombed all the 5G towers, so it wouldn't work anymore. And whatever communication system they were using was easily intercepted by the Ukrainians. And so the Ukrainians knew what the Russians were going to do, what their movements would be, and would know their locations. Part of the reason the Ukrainians were able to beat back the Russians. The Russians had no secrets because they stupidly bombed the transmission system that they needed to use. So anyway, going back to the wife, Olga said, quote, "Yeah, do it over there. And then it becomes clear what she is urging. Ukrainian women there, rape them. Yeah. Don't tell me anything, understand? She adds with a shy laugh. And then her husband, Roman, is heard saying, uh-huh, so I should rape and not tell you anything. Trying to clarify that he's getting permission from the wife for this. Yes, so that I wouldn't know anything, the woman's voice says. And they're both laughing. Why do you ask? She adds. Can I really? He asks again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I allow you, she says with a giggle. Just use protection. And the man says, okay. Now, we have this clip. They're speaking Russian, right? Okay, but we'll play it so you can see this is a real thing.
Так, ти давай там українських баб насилуй, да, мені нічого не говори, понятно? Я сьогодні
убити. Насилуй, ти тобі нічого не говорить?
Да, щоб я нічого не знала. А що?
Можна, да?
Да, разрешаю. Только предохраняйся.
There you go. So, you know, she does say use protection in English there, yeah. So, I mean, it's easy to translate that. It's obviously a private phone conversation. The investigators found the two phone numbers linked to two accounts on a Russian social network known as VKontakte, belonging to Baikovsky and his wife, Ogle. They're from the town of Orel in Russia. Investigative journalists at Radio Liberty worked with law enforcement in Ukraine to track the phone involved in the call, and they traced the number to the Kherson region in April, and that's where the Russians were attacking. Roman's account was closed to the public, but the journalists found him pictured in photographs uploaded by one of his friends, which showed that he and his friend had served together in the same army division, and then the investigators were able to find other friends and family members of Roman, led them to more pictures of him in the military uniform. And they established he was part of the 108th Guards Airborne Assault Regiment. He was part of the Crimean attack in 2014. Olga's social media account was open, but deleted just this week. She was shown in pictures with Roman, and they have a 4-year-old child. Radio Liberty tried calling the couple using the numbers. Roman answered, denied he was still in the Kherson region. Once he learned he was being contacted over the rape audio, he hung up. And he denied that he was the man in the audio, but Radio Liberty said the voice was a match. They called Olga up, and she confirmed to Radio Liberty that her husband was in Sevastopol being treated for an injury. Then she cut the phone call off, and her social media account was deleted. So then they put the audio clip on a social media service known as Telegram. Isn't that amazing?
And she's a mother?
She's a mother and a wife. And raping the women doesn't really help the cause very much.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that helpful?
You know, you want to control Kyiv.
Is the point of that?
I don't know.
I don't even know what to say.
It's shocking. Very young. She's pretty. Long blonde hair. Like, doesn't look like some crazed, angry troll hag.
And her husband's like, woohoo, okay, honey.
Yeah, he can't believe it.
I've got your permission. Okay, let's go.
He wants to clarify. He wants to make, I really have, not permission, like, to sleep around or have an affair. Or not. This is permission to rape Ukrainian women after they've bombed and destroyed the city.
Who does that?
I don't know. This is what I'm talking about, human nature.
It's awful.
It's far sicker than anyone has imagined.
Gosh, I wish that you could interview that lady and say, really? What are you thinking? What's wrong with you?
Well, she knows there's something sick about it because she hung up right away.
Oh, of course.
And deleted her social media account. I mean, this whole, they say that there's been hundreds of cases of rape that have been recorded, including those of young girls, very young children, even a baby. There's a Lithuanian president who's been speaking out on this, and there's human rights groups, and they're telling the UN they're using rape as a weapon of war. That's what the Kremlin is ordering, allowing, sanctioning, however you want to say it here. One organization says their emergency hotlines is getting calls accusing Russian soldiers of 9 cases of rape involving 12 women and girls. This is just the tip of the iceberg, she told the UN. We know, we see, we want you to hear our voices, that violence and rape is being used as a weapon of war. They're doing it to just a number of children and young teenage girls. I wish we could just incinerate this entire Russian army with some nukes. I mean, that's really how I feel. This is not deposing a government. This is not taking control of a country.
No, this is evil.
Yeah, this is evil. This is the most hideous evil that human nature can produce. And, you know, meantime, all the blowhards at the UN and in our government, they're issuing resolutions and sanctions and denunciations. It's like, you imagine what these little children are going through and the women are going through. And but the thing is, we can't see any of this. And even if they had video of a lot of this, nobody would run it. And so we don't really ever understand just how horrific and vicious this Russian army is. We don't feel it. I've always hated that about the news media, because as awful as it is to watch it and people say it's exploitive, it's like, you know what? If people don't see it, then they don't know. They don't know what they're supposed to rebel against. They don't know why they're supposed to demand the things they're supposed to demand. It's absolutely necessary that we see the brutal viciousness, because it's going on and it doesn't stop. And that's why I just find it bizarre that so much of the world is standing around watching this happen. It's just amazing to me. And I wonder how much will it go on before people in the peaceful countries decide enough? How much are people going to watch? Are they going to get desensitized to it and just turn away, pretend it's not there? And I know this has gone on many, many times in other areas throughout history and throughout present days. But this is one that we're getting so much live information on and can see so much of it. More coming up. What are we doing here? Oh, this is good. 5 o'clock, right after Deborah's news, we're going to have Eric Siddall on. He's with the assistant district attorneys here in Los Angeles with their union. And he's going to tell us a story about Jody Link. Jody Link, a female prosecutor whose career was derailed. Gascon demoted her because she rebelled against a rapist's desire for early release. And you know where Gascon is on early release, and she was on the other side, and it got her into a lot of trouble. She has now part of a lawsuit against Gascon. We're going to have Eric Siddall give us the whole story. We come back on the John and Ken Show. Oh, Moist Line, 2 rounds of the Moist Line. Yes, and I forgot, we got the gas giveaway next hour. So it's going to be jam-packed. You know, you're going to be able to call in and, we only have 2 votes here.
Oh, that's right.
You and I are going to have to agree.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Either you're going to defer to me or I'm going to defer to you. I think I know what's coming. John and Ken, Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.